When Julia Gillard held on by a thread as Prime Minister last August, it was partly because the New South Wales Labor Party did not hemorrhage quite as many votes as some expected. It now looks more than ever as if that was a case of the New South Wales voters making a strong distinction between the federal and state ALP. All the polls now suggest that 16 years of Labor government in New South Wales are set to end tomorrow. And not just end, but end in an electoral bloodbath. Sarah Drury has the story.
With just over 24 hours to go before the election result is known, New South Wales Labor is bracing for the worst. The prediction is electoral oblivion.
This election is going to see the biggest turnover of MPs in New South Wales history. This is bigger than the turnover that came with Federation. And after this election, over half of the MPs in the lower house may be new members of Parliament.
The ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, believes Labor will lose some seats it has held for over 100 years. His election calculator suggests, based on this morning's two opinion polls, Labor's share could be as few as 13 seats. That's against a likely coalition haul of up to 75. Even with predictions like that, the Premier, Christina Keneally, is still saying her opponent Barry O'Farrell won't have a mandate on Monday.
Now, if the polls today are correct and Mr. O'Farrell is slated for a victory, it'll be a victory without a mandate, because he's not telling people what it is he will do.
A lot of observers have judged Ms. Keneally the winner in head-to-head debates with Barry O'Farrell, but that doesn't seem to have mattered, nor has the party's election advertising or its intensive campaigning. In fact, in some electorates, Labor's tough tactics may have backfired. In Coggera in Sydney's south, Labor funded a direct mail-out to voters. The writer, Joanne Galdi, describes herself as a Hurstville conveyancer and mother of two. In the letter, she says she's always been a Liberal supporter, but because of the record of the Liberal candidate in Coggera, she's urging voters to keep Labor's Cherie Burton as the elected member. The Liberals' Mairéad Hindy is angry.
Well, that letter shows how desperate Cherie is. After her own dishonesty was exposed, has been exposed in the last few days, she ran out of options. She used someone who doesn't even live in the electorate of Coggera, someone who doesn't live in the area, trying to tell people not to vote for me. That is disgusting. Okay, this is, Labor Party dirty tricks.
Labor also has to fight on two fronts, on the right from the coalition and on the left from the Greens. Polling suggests that for the first time, there could be two Greens MPs in the New South Wales lower house. And if so, they won't be just knocking off disposable backbenchers. Greens Leichhardt Mayor Jamie Parker could take the seat of Balmain from the high-profile Education Minister Verity Firth.
So how's business?
Business has actually been really good.
Yeah? So what do you think will happen on March 26th, since Saturday when the voting is?
Well, I think you're in like Flynn.
Well, I hope so.
Mr. Parker is upbeat about what a win here would mean for the party.
It would mean a breakthrough in terms of people's understanding of the Greens' influence and involvement in politics here in New South Wales. It would demonstrate to people that we reflect their values and priorities.
In the neighbouring seat of Marrickville, Deputy Premier Carmel Tebbutt is under threat from the Greens' Fiona Byrne.
It's going to be a tough election in Marrickville. I've always understood that, and I'm in the fight of my life.
Labor has sought to brand the Greens candidate as an extremist, bent on taking an anti-Israel boycott she implemented as Mayor of Marrickville to state parliament. Ms. Byrne now says she won't take up the issue as a state MP.
I think Labor are pushing these issues out of desperation. If Labor had expended the same amount of energy actually delivering for New South Wales, then state Labor may not actually be in the position they're currently in.
Labor's situation is so dire that its real fight is to pull back enough seats to field a credible shadow cabinet. And if there's electoral carnage tomorrow night, the Federal Party and the Federal Government will be having to ask itself some very hard questions about how to win seats in the crucial state of New South Wales at the federal election.
Sarah Drury.